Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
So, Brad, this week I thought it'd be fun if we played Revive, Remake, and Leave again, because last time we played it, I really had a good time. So this week, I think we're going to do the Hollywood Studios edition. None of these attractions are actually gone, but they are almost certainly on the chopping block. So Muppet Vision 3D, Lights, Motors, Action, and the Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular.
See, you kind of disappointed me because I was really hoping it was going to be, should we revive, remake, or just leave Disney's Hollywood Studios? Just all together, you know?
No, because it has two of the best attractions
in all of
Walt Disney World.
Or let's just remake it and maybe just get rid of, what's that? The Fantasmic thing? Yeah, we could just get rid of that. Okay. So
I don't know if you can hear my exasperated sigh, but it was an exasperated sigh.
Okay, so Muppet Vision 3D, Lights, Motors, Action,
and Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular. So this is going to be kind of in an alternate reality where these attractions are gone, which Muppet Vision 3D, though nothing has been announced officially, is right in the middle of a bunch of stuff that is most definitely going away to make room for the big park change that's happening. And so is Lights, Motors, Action, really. And then Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular has kind of felt like it's just there because reasons.
It's there because reasons. I like that. What a great explanation. It's there because reasons. So essentially all of these things are probably going to be gone because we're hoping that at some point in the near future, there's cohesiveness to this park. Instead of just the mishmash, let's throw something over here, let's throw something over there. That's just kind of what Disney's Hollywood Studios feels like. So the question is, first of all, which one are you reviving? And now let's clarify. Reviving is simply the attraction comes back into existence in its current, what will then be past form, right?
Right. So revive is just bring it back as it is. Remake is bring it back, but change it in some way. And leave is to just leave it gone.
Okay, so can I request one clarification?
Sure.
With revive, does it have to be revived in the location where it currently stands?
In the park or the location within the park?
The location within. I'm down with saying it has to continue to exist within Disney's Hollywood Studios, but does it have to exist exactly where it currently stands within said park?
No. I would say, as the Mr. Rule Man, no. I think as long as it's within Hollywood Studios, I think it can be revived or remade somewhere else.
Okay. So I'm down with this. So what's your revive?
My revive, and this is going to surprise you, I think, is the Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular.
What?
Because
why? You just said it only exists for reasons. So why are you reviving? Are you reviving this for reasons?
Because of its value as a first time attraction. I think the first time you go and see it, there's enough twists and turns within the show itself that it is a really, really good fun thing to see for the first time, which I got to experience with my wife on our honeymoon and with my mom last year. They were both seeing it for the first time, and it's truly fun to do that once. It has, in my opinion, zero redoability, but the first time I actually think it's a really, really nice experience.
Okay, so I will say that attraction kind of interests me because, you know, I started off by saying, I think all of these are gone because they just aren't going to fit with the cohesiveness of the park. But out of the three attractions that we're discussing, this one, I think Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular is the one least likely to actually leave the parks. And the reason I say this is because they just got done building, Jock Lindsey's, they call it the Hangar Bar or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jock Lindsey's Hangar Bar.
Yeah, so that's just now over at Disney Springs, which is Indiana Jones's pilot. So we're continuing to add on to Indiana Jonesy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to seem really off, I think, maybe if... I don't know. Do enough people go between Disney Springs and the parks to really make that a necessity?
I don't know. I don't think there would be any disconnect if Stunt Spectacular was gone.
Okay.
To be honest.
Okay, so Stunt Spectacular is not my revive. My revive, and the reason, and this is the reason why I had to ask in a different area of the park, is because my revive of those three attractions is Muppet Vision 3D.
Oh, and I will say that I would revive Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular in the future, not close to Star Wars Land.
So essentially the other side of the, I mean, because there's going to be Star Wars Land, Toy Story Land, everything else land.
Yeah,
right?
I think I would even maybe put that over on Sunset.
Yes.
By Rock and Roller Coaster and Tower of Terror. Like where Beauty and the Beast is right now, I think that would be a much better place for that.
Oh, wow. You just nuked Beauty and the Beast for Indiana Jones. Yeah. Way to get some angry emails, my friend.
I love Beauty and the Beast. As a movie, as a franchise, as a property, I love Beauty and the Beast. That show was not my favorite. I will say that. But so your revive, what is your revive?
My revive is Muppet Vision 3D. But again, as you said, with the stipulation that it can't exist in Star Wars Land, because it doesn't make any sense there. But I feel like it could stand pretty well over in that sunset, maybe like Sunset, between Sunset and Toy Story Land, even, I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so around Great Movie Ride area, I think right in there would be a good spot for it.
See, and that's my thoughts on Muppet Vision is that's prime for very, very situational, very, very self-aware, break the fourth wall kind of humor. And by Great Movie Ride would be awesome. I think it would be really good to even make references to Great Movie Ride being, you know, next door or across the street or something.
So does that mean that Muppet Vision is your... So that's my revive. So what is that your remake then?
That is my remake.
Okay.
And I would remake it as not a go inside type of a show. I would remake it more as a Turtle Talk with Crush / Monsters Inc. Laugh Floor thing, but outside where it was kind of a, not an amphitheater, but some place like that was carved out where you would have a screen and have the characters up on the screen and just kind of always have a show going on where they could talk to the people, they could talk about Great Movie Ride, they could talk about Star Wars Land, and just kind of have this always on thing. Kind of if you know about Universal and you know about the Transformers, I know that they have these Transformers that walk around on their own. They have handlers, obviously, but they walk around on their own. They're robots, they're animatronic, but they talk to guests. They you know, whoever's doing the voice can see the guests, can hear the guests, and they have conversations with them. I think doing something like that where, you know, obviously you would have to have different characters and people, you know, you couldn't have Kermit up there all the time, but if you could do something like that and have more of like an audience participation type of show that kind of brought some fun and personality and an infinite number of like re-rides on that, you know, I think that would be really fun. And I think Muppets is probably the best franchise that exists today for that type of an experience.
Okay. Yeah, I can buy that. Like I said, I think the reason why Muppets exists is revive. For me, it's because it feels like the best opportunity. It feels like it has the best opportunity to stick around somehow in its current form.
Yeah.
The other two attractions that we're discussing today are just, to me, too far gone at this point to simply be revived. And so that's, I would definitely agree that Muppet Vision 3D could exist, even better with a remake. And I love the idea of a total rethink of the entire thing and turning it into a more interactive attraction. I think that's where Disney is pushing a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you know, you had to pick a revive. You have to pick a remake. So for my remake, I am actually going to go with, because I just have an unnatural dislike at this point of Indiana Jones, it's going to go with Lights, Motors, Action. And again, that would have to, it would have to find its way to another area. But I feel like, okay, so even let's assume that I picked Indiana Jones, but I picked Lights, Motors, Action. Any of those show sort of things, I think, would benefit so greatly with like at least like three or four different shows, you know? maybe something similar to what Star Wars now does, or Star Tours now does.
You know, where you have three or four different shows.
Right, where you have some different chunks, or you rewrite the show every year. I mean, even, you know, thinking about, you know, the Aladdin show at Disneyland, or in California Adventure, you know, one of the things that it really had going for it was that at least the genie was going with topical humor.
Right.
You know, things were changed based upon what was currently going on that adjusted the show at least somewhat.
Right.
That gave it some rewritability. And I think you could make that argument for either one of those two shows. I personally really like Lights, Motors, Action. I really, really enjoyed it the first time I did it. But then, you know, the third time I did it, I'm just like, okay, yeah, I know exactly what happens here. And then that happens, and then that, you know, so the magic is just kind of gone there. And I just don't think that you can take that kind of area anymore and put that kind of money into something without a better return on investment. And again, as we've discussed in the past, you know, they're handing out free fast passes to this thing just to try to get people, you know, people totally not realizing the fact that the reason there's free fast passes is because you can get in anytime you want.
Right.
Because you don't need a fast pass sort of a thing. But yeah, they need to get more people in there. But I like Lights, Motors, Action. And again, I think that if they can put in some more storylines, you know, and that's another thing is that thing is pretty lightly storied right now.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, if you really put Disney Imagineering, you know, to work on this and had them come up with some sort of a cohesive storyline, they could probably actually come up with something. And again, these sort of things would give it more rewritability and could actually turn it into something. You know, maybe there's, I don't know, maybe there's a Christmas version of it. Who knows? But that is where I think it can work again, but it needs a remake to do it. And it needs to be put in a different part of the park.
Yeah, it was really close between Indiana Jones and Lights, Motors, Action for a remake for me. And I know that I didn't pick either of those for a remake, but I when I was thinking about what to remake, both of those were really, really, really close in my head, because the problem I have with both of those attractions is that they're really, really, really campy. The Lights, Motors, Action, the story is that you're filming a movie and that, like, it's not just a stunt show. It's interrupted by, like, the director and the producer coming out and resetting, and here's our driver, and here, let me show you how we did this stunt. And oh, Mater's here now, you know, and Lightning McQueen's out, and let's do this little thing in the middle. And Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular. It's not a show in the sense that, okay, here, sit down, we've got a 15 to 20 minute, like, show thing. It's like, here's a little bit of action, and then, oh, let me introduce you to this guy who was Harrison Ford's stunt double or whatever, and I'm the director, and now we're going to film this fight scene, and now we're going to film this, you know. And it's all like, let's get behind the scenes in the movies. And I think back when it was a movie studio, when MGM Studios was actually a functioning movie studio, maybe that was a little more, I don't know, poignant. But now it just, I really want both of those shows to be shows, the way that Fantasmic is a show where I go in and I sit and there's a very well crafted story.
Okay, so let me ask you this question, and I'm asking this question as much to myself as I am to you. Why is it that a show like Fantasmic, which we will both readily admit is just a show, you go sit in the amphitheater and you watch the show to occur in front of you, why is that something that we're so willing to go do time and time again? And yet in both of these instances, again, we're looking at Indiana Jones and Lights, Motors, Action, both of us have said it was great the first time, but I really don't care to go and do it again. What do you think makes a difference?
Because
other than that you're an irrational lover of all things Fantasmic.
Lights, Motors, Action and Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular advertise themselves as something that they're not. There's nothing in the Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular pamphlet or anything on the map that says you're going to come in here and we're going to play this every time like we're filming a movie. Or in Lights, Motors, Action. And I I think that that really gives it a really good first time thing, because you're like, oh my gosh, I've never seen anything like this before. But it totally breaks the flow of the show. I would go see Lights, Mirrors, Action every time if it was like a tight 15 minutes of car chases and explosions, and it just never stopped. You don't even have to change the story. You don't even have to change the whatever, like, very light plot is in Lights, Mirrors, Action. You don't have to change that. You take out the Lightning McQueen Mater stuff, and you take out the director and the dolly that they push him on when they're pretending to film it. You take all that stuff out, and I think Lights, Mirrors, Action is a show that would be very successful and would be really at home in Hollywood studios.
Okay, but if we do, and I don't disagree with you. I think that is a big issue on rewatchability for both of these attractions. But how do you get rid of those things, being aware that really the primary reason that all that dead time is, I mean, thrown in there, is because otherwise it would still be dead time, because there has to be time to set up for the next big stunt that's going to happen.
Yeah, and it would definitely take some retooling of the stunts, and you would have to add in parts where there was, you know, like, things happening, you know, like in Fantasmic, there's parts where it you're basically watching a movie.
So maybe, you know? So maybe, like, in between sections, maybe the front, okay, so for those of you who don't know, Lights, Motors, Action is kind of separated into a back area where most of the car stunts are going to happen, and then a front area, which is primarily going to be used for the director, Mater, Lightning McQueen, all that kind of stuff. I do think at some point the cars come, but anyway, it's primarily used for that. So,
and there are jet skis.
Yes, there are jet skis in the area between those two things where there is some water.
Right.
So maybe what you're suggesting is, like, the car chase happens, the cars go off, you see up on the screen that the protagonist jumps onto a motorcycle, the motorcycles come up, they're doing, you know, they're chasing each other around in the front section, meanwhile they're backing the truck in for the big jump that's going to happen in the back section, and then the motorcycles disappear, they jump back in cars somehow, and
right,
you move on to the next stunt.
And that truck part is a really good point, that because in the current show they just say, hey, come back the truck in. And there's no plot reason for that to happen. But I feel like they could build in some totally cheesy little plot device on why that truck is backing up to the building. Or, you know, there is an egregious use of fruit stands full of fruit. That not just for 80s movies anymore, folks. It's in Lights, Motors, Action. And
all over the place.
If you just built in, like, a cheesy little plot thing that was even maybe a little, like, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, like, oh, this is funny, right? A fruit stand that's got more fruit on it than anyone would ever buy in a day. If you did that, if you built that stuff in, I feel like you could fill that dead time easily. You could definitely, like you were saying, have action separated to where, you know, like, you just have, like, a truck come and it says deliveries on the side, and it's pulling up to a delivery dock instead of a house. And then, oh my gosh, in 5-10 minutes from then, a car busts through that truck. It doesn't have to make sense. But I do think that now having the director and that stuff intercut really takes away from the show.
Okay, so that's how Lights, Mirrors, Action, we feel like that's how you could remake that. Now let's flip over to the other side, where you were reviving Indiana Jones, which I feel like you were primarily reviving because you wanted to save your remake for Muppet Vision 3D. Let's assume remaking Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular. I mean, how do we really remake that in any way that maybe makes it? Because again, I mean, and you're not wrong that first, for either one of these attractions, that the first time it's really a good experience. But does Indiana Jones benefit by losing some of the, because I will say though that Indiana Jones, I think you lose, and I don't want to spoiler this one because maybe some people are listening that haven't done Indiana Jones, but I do think that, and I think you'll agree that Indiana Jones does kind of benefit pretty significantly from having the movie line story, because it kind of opens up at least one pretty good joke throughout the story. And I feel like you have to change the type of story it is, because right now it's a comedy. I don't think it can be a comedy if it was a tight, all about the action sort of a show.
Yeah, no, you would definitely have to change it, because one, I mean, you've got the whole conceit of changing the scenes up is that we're filming a thing and okay, we've got the boulder scene. Now let's move on to the plane fight, you know, from Raiders. I feel like you would have to do it more like a Broadway show almost, where the sets change and you're just kind of supposed to be okay with that, you know, and it's outside. So it'd be hard to cut the stage lights and change the sets behind everything. So you would just kind of have to be okay with the sets changing. But Indiana Jones has, you know, they've got the sets and everything, but then they've got a whole stage area where I feel like the same way that you could separate the action in Lights, Motors, Action, you could separate the action in Indiana Jones and have these staged areas that are...
where something else is essentially going on.
Right.
Stay at the front of the stage so that, meanwhile, further back in the stage, you're switching between your boulder scene and your plane scene.
Right.
So you kind of end up with these segue sort of scenes.
And right now, it's like that show is more watch how we film some stuff from Raiders. And I think they could add in stuff from Temple of Doom and stuff from Last Crusade and have not just Raiders of the Lost Ark, but have these three movies, because the fourth one nobody really likes.
You really want Shia LaBeouf on there, don't you? You want the LaBeouf.
I am a Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull sympathizer, but that movie does not have near the cool fun of the first three. So just speaking of the first three, I think that you could incorporate stunts from those movies and make it a real Indiana Jones stunt spectacular and still create that really tight, you know, 20-minute show that they could put on four times a day.
Yeah. So essentially, though, you leave Lights, Motors, Action.
Yes.
I leave Indiana Jones. So the one thing that we both agree should stick around, strangely, is Muppet Vision 3D in some way, shape, or form. And I, you know what, I think the Muppets stick around some way at Disney. I don't even know. So, you know, the argument of revive is that it should be revived, I feel like, at least within the park. A remake can go outside the park. If I would have picked that one, because I just couldn't see reviving either of the two shows in their current. If I was going to remake Muppet Vision 3D, not only would I update the show, but I would move it to the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
And I wonder if it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
I don't know where it goes over there, because I don't really think it goes in Fantasyland, and it definitely doesn't go anywhere. I mean, Fantasyland is where it kind of ends up by default, but, you know, with a new and Muppet Vision, or, you know, the Muppets in some way, shape, or form may depend greatly upon what the new Muppet TV show over on ABC is doing right now. Whether or not it gets its second season renewal, you know, and turns into something, we could see the Muppets, you know, Disney wanting to cash in on the fact that they own that property in every way, shape, and form. If they don't, maybe not so much. Maybe that does go by the wayside.
Well, I think the reason that we both said the Muppets stick around is because of all three of these, the Muppets are adaptable. Lights, Motors, Action is a car show. It's a stunt show with cars and other motor vehicles. Indiana Jones is a stunt show that, you know, even if you changed it in the way that I said and made it a 20-minute show that was nothing but stunts, and you weren't led to believe that it was anything but that, it's still an action-y stunt show. The Muppets can be anything. The Muppets can be a comedy thing. The Muppets can be, you know, a 5-minute little mini movie like they are now. The Muppets can be interactive. The Muppets can be anything. They're adaptable. They're well known. They've got film properties to draw from. They've got old TV shows to draw from. They've got a new TV show to draw from. And I think, yeah, I mean, of all of those things, and even of all of the Disney satellite properties, you know, you look at Star Wars, which is huge, Marvel, which is also huge, and then the Muppets. And Star Wars is always going to be an epic sci-fi space, you know, kind of world. And Marvel is superheroes, and I love both of them. But the Muppets are special. The Muppets are, and I think it's because they've always been very self-aware, and they've always, you know, they've never made it a secret. Like, they all know they're making TV show. They all know they're making movies. They know that they're in movies.
They pretty much just play jump rope with the fourth wall.
Right. There is no fourth wall with the Muppets. And so I think about the Muppets, and of all of the things, they are so special that with the right creativity, and man, stuff like this makes me wish that Jim Henson was still around. Cause if we had, can you imagine in 2015, if Walt Disney and Jim Henson were still around, like what they could do with the Muppets? But I don't know. I just, the Muppets are so special. They're such an edge case because you can make them into anything. And at the end of the day, you just have them riff on what's going on, you know, what's going on in Hollywood studios. Like, oh my gosh, can you believe we're doing more Frozen stuff? You know, like that movie's crazy. And I don't know, just Muppets has always felt.
So Miss Piggy is Elsa.
Yeah. Yes. But Muppets has always felt just special in that way to me. Like they won't go away because they just become what they need to be.
Agreed. And I will say that as much as I like your remake, I do need one thing, and one thing only. If we're going to turn this into an interactive thing, especially where characters are out interacting with the crowd, I need my Rizzo as Mickey Mouse to be out interacting with the crowd, because that would be awesome. So as long as you're willing to include that, I can get behind your Muppet remake.
Consider it included.
Okay.
So I think that'll about do it for this week's episode. You can follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can visit us on the web at www.missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And until then, have a magical day.